前阵子那张雷军主动找马斯克合影的照片，被互联网盘了个底朝天。
A few days ago, a photo of Lei Jun actively posing with Musk was widely circulated on the internet.
马斯克坐在那儿问
Musk sat there,
纹丝不动
Still,
像是椅子长在了他屁股上。
It's like a chair grew on his butt.
紧接着评论区炸了锅
Immediately, the comment section went crazy.
一群人掏出计算器
A group of people took out calculators.
开始算身家老马8000亿
Starting to calculate the net worth of old course 800 billion.
美金雷总200亿
200 billion US dollars.
这差距摆着呢
And the gap is there.
可我想说
I want to say,
这帮人把账算差了
These people are counting the wrong numbers.
这哪是谁的存折后
Whose is this bank card?
谁的数字多的问题
Who has the most numbers?
这是两套完全不同的人生操作系统
These are two completely different operating systems for life.
在同一张照片里
In the same photo,
狭路相逢
Encountering the narrow road,
甚至不客气地说
Frankly,
这是两种文明土壤里长出来的
These are two civilizations that have grown in different soils,
截然不同的果子
Completely different fruits,
马斯克早年有次接受采访
In the early days, I was interviewed by a journalist.
说了一段
Said a few words.
让我琢磨了好几天的话
I've been pondering this for days.
他说
He said,
西方人的脑回路特别直
Westerners have a very straightforward way of thinking.
就是非要把天底下最拗口的原理
That's just trying to explain the most complicated principles in the world.
拆成傻瓜都能上手的操作。
Make it easy to understand, even for dummies.
而东方人正好倒过来。
And the East people are just the opposite.
喜欢往最朴素的道理。
I like to go to the simplest principles.
上面叠罗汉层层包裹包到你觉得玄之又玄
The layers of the fallen Rohan wrapped in each other make it seem mysterious and profound
才算高明
It's really amazing
就这一个思维岔路口拉开了过去500年的文明落差
This single fork in the road has led to 5 centuries of civilization disparity
那些真正让全人类命运拐弯的大发现、大发明
The truly groundbreaking discoveries and inventions that have shaped the fate of humanity
咱们东方的名字确实太少了
Our Eastern names are really too few
不是脑子不行
Not having a brain is not okay
你去翻翻咱们历朝历代最聪明的那帮人把心血熬在了哪儿
Go look at where the smartest people in each dynasty have put their efforts.
孙子兵法教你战场上怎么把对手往死里坑。鬼谷子教你庙堂上怎么把君王哄得团团转。36计更绝，借刀杀人。
The art of war teaches you how to pit your opponent against each other on the battlefield, while the art of the mind teaches you how to manipulate the emperor on the battlefield. The 36 strategies of war teaches you how to use deception and trickery to defeat your enemies.
笑里藏刀，暗度陈仓。
Smiling and hiding a knife, lurking in ambush.
一条比一条精妙，可精妙的对象全是自己人。
All the objects are their own.
这不是智商问题。
This is not a matter of IQ.
这是一个族群最锋利的那把刀，千百年来到底往哪个方向磨的问题。
This is the question that has plagued this ethnic group for centuries. Which direction to sharpen the sharpest knife?
你想想看，一个民族金字塔尖的那批脑袋一
Think about the top minds of a nation.
代接一代的研究怎么
Generation after generation of research.
怎么盘人怎么
How to identify people.
怎么控局怎么
How to control?
怎么让对手死得不明不白？
How to make your opponent die without a clear reason?
今天你突然喊一嗓子说来。
Today you suddenly shouted.
来来，别。
Come, come.
琢磨人了，去。
Don't bother me anymore.
琢磨蒸汽机，去。
Let's think about steam engines.
琢磨青霉素，去。
Let's think about penicillin.
琢磨怎么
Think about it.
怎么把火箭射上太空这
How to launch a rocket to Talon.
这弯拐得过来吗
Can this turn?
太难了
Too difficult.
可如果历史的长河里真冒出来
But if a historical figure really emerges,
一号人把这套精于算计的劲头完完全全调转枪口。
Number one completely turned his cunning and scheming mind around.
专门用来算计自己、折腾自己、逼自己脱胎换骨呢。
Specifically used to calculate and force oneself to transform and change.
马斯克说过一句话。
Musk once said.
他说他这辈子真正跪服的人不是哪位帝王。
He said that he truly admired the most in his life, not a king.
是本杰明·富兰克林。
Benjamin Franklin.
就那个额头锃亮。
About the shiny forehead.
身材微胖。
Thin build.
鼻梁上架着小圆片眼镜的费城老头。
A Philadelphia old man with a small round-rimmed glasses.
你品品这事儿有多离谱。
Here's a look at how crazy this is.
华盛顿打下整片。
Washington, take it all.
江山才印在一美元上。
The only thing printed on a dollar is the word dollar.
林肯缝合了一个撕裂的国家。
Lincoln sewed together a torn nation.
他也就上了五美元。
Just $5.
可富兰克林这辈子连一天总统都没当过，却
Franklin, despite never holding the office of president,
稳稳站着100美元钞票的正面。美国人买东西连
However, they firmly held the US dollar bills.
连钱这个字都懒得说。
I don't even bother to mention the money.
直接管100块，叫一个本杰明。
Call him Benjamin.For $100.
这老爷子二十出头的时候
This old man was in his 20s when
有天照了照镜子
Look at the mirror every day
看清了自己那
I have come to realize myself
那副德行好色
That's a bad habit of being lustful
贪嘴满嘴跑火车还拖延的要命
Someone who is always eating, talking nonsense, and delaying things.
换个人估计就仰天长叹两声。
If it were someone else, they would probably just sigh twice.
写几首自怨自艾的酸诗了事。
Write a few self-pitying and complaining stories.
再高级一点的去深山里悟道辟谷，富兰克林不来。
A more advanced one goes deep into the mountains to practice and escape the world, and Franklin doesn't come.
这套虚的，他骨子里是个狠人。
This guy is a real badass.
直接翻开一个小本儿。
Just open a small notebook.
画了一张。
I drew a picture.
让搁到今天都让人头皮发麻的精密表格。
A table that makes you feel dizzy today.
横轴是星期一到星期天。
The x-axis is from Monday to Sunday.
天，纵轴列了13条美。
The vertical axis lists 13 virtues.
节制沉默秩
Silence.
许勤勉真
Diligent and sincere.
成每天临睡前跟自己倾
Every night before going to bed, I would reflect on my day.
算做到了留
Achieve the blank space.
白做不
Impossible.
到就老老实实给自己记一个黑
Just admit it to myself.
点头一周专门跟嘴馋过不去
Spend a week indulging in cravings.
去第二周逼自己闭嘴少放屁话。
Week after week, I've been trying to control my flatulence, but it's so hard.
哪一栏黑点最扎眼，下一周就拿命去死磕它。
Which column of blue and black dots is the most eye-catching? I'll die if I don't get it right this week.
这叫什么？
What is this called?
叫把自己当成了一家濒临破产的公司。
This is like treating yourself as a company on the verge of bankruptcy.
每天审计自己哪笔账亏了哪。
What account did I lose money on each day?
哪笔账赚了咱。
Which transaction made a profit?
咱们祖宗那本三十六计的账本记得全是。我今天从别人兜里掏了多少？怎么
？According to the ancient book 36 strategies, it records that I stole from someone's pocket today.
怎么把别人的牌打烂？可
？How to ruin someone else's hand?
富兰克林这本账，每一笔记的都是我今天又亏欠了自己什么。
Every note in this ledger is a record of what I have failed to do today.
我怎么才能把这具肉身经营的值回票价
？How can I make the most of this body?
就这一个方向的翻转
，Just this one direction of flipping.
老天爷给的剧本就彻底改写了。
The script that God gave us has been completely rewritten.
到了四十二岁，老爷子说不干了。
At the age of 42, the old man said he didn't want to anymore.
把经营了半辈子的印刷厂大门一锁。
Close the printing factory that has been operated for half a lifetime.
据说那天费城的黄昏烧得特别好看。
It is said that the sunset in Philadelphia that day was particularly beautiful.
霞光铺了一地。
The sunlight spread across the ground.
他在日记里写了一句话。
He wrote a sentence in his diary.
我每次读到都觉得胸口发烫。
Every time I read it, I feel like my chest is burning.
从今天起。
From today.
我终于可以为自己活着了。
I can finally live for myself.
一个十七岁兜里只揣着一个铜板
，17 years old with only a copper coin in his pocket，
饿的在费城街头一边流浪
，Hungry he was wandering the streets of Philadelphia，
一边啃冷面包卷的逃家少年
，A runaway boy munching on a cold bread roll，
硬是用二十五年的苦功夫
，It took 25 years of hard work。
把为自己活这四个字的资本和底气一分一厘的给攒了出来。
I meticulously saved every ounce of confidence and self-worth.
可接下来他干的事儿才叫真正的离谱。攒。
What he did next was truly outrageous.
攒够了为自己活的本钱之后。
Once I had saved enough money to live on.
他转身去干了一件。
He turned around and did something.
当时所有人都觉得他疯了的事儿。
At that time, everyone thought he was crazy.
退休。
Retirement.
然后一头扎进了科学。
And he plunged into science.
四十六岁那年。
At the age of 46.
暴雨天，满天。
Rainy day, full of clouds.
电闪雷鸣。
Lightning and thunder.
别人都往屋里躲。
Everyone else is hiding inside.
他反而冲到旷野上去放风筝，那根湿麻绳连着一把铜钥匙， 引下来的是真正能要命的天雷，就这一次赌命的实验，他把避雷针给捣鼓出来了。那个年代木头房子多得很，一道闪电下来，整条街都能烧没，避雷针就是当年千家万户的保命符。要换做别人，第一反应肯定是冲去官府申请专利，坐等金山银山滚进家门。可富兰克林愣是眼皮都没眨一下，把技术原理大大方方地公开给了全世界。他说了一句话，我至今觉得这才叫真正的格局。他说，我们既然痛快地享用着前人智慧的恩惠，就理当欢欢喜喜地用自己的发明去回馈后来的子孙。但这还不是这老头最硬的骨头。70岁那年，他浑身痛风发作，走路都是一瘸一拐的，就这副身板子颤颤巍巍坐上一条船，远渡大西洋跑去法国当大使，手里没一兵一卒，没带半个筹码，全凭他本杰明·富兰克林30年积攒下来的人品和声望，硬是在法国宫廷里画圆画来了几千万法郎的军事援助。说句不夸张的话，要是少了这老头这一趟法国之行，华盛顿手底下那帮装备简陋的民兵大概率是撑不到独立战争赢的那一天的。81岁他连站都站不稳了，制宪会议那天是被人用轿子抬进去的，会场里各州代表吵得天翻地覆，谁都不服谁，新生的国家还没满月就快要散架。这老头一次一次挣扎着站起来，拿自己攒了一辈子的威望和信用去堵窟窿，去圆场，去把一盘眼看着要散的棋给硬生生下完。最后签宪法那天，他望着主席座椅靠背上叼着的那轮太阳，轻声嘟囔了一句，我这辈子看了他那么多回，一直拿不准那到底是日出还是日落，今天我终于敢拍胸脯跟你们说了，那是日出。3年后老头走了。出殡那天，费城万人空巷，城里凡是能走路的人全涌上了街头，沿途送他最后一程。港口所有的船把旗帜降到一半，他给自己写的墓志铭传遍了全世界，上面没刻什么美国国父，没写伟大科学家，也没提一代外交宗师，就冷冷清清一句话，本杰明·富兰克林，印刷工人，长眠于此。其实他留给这世界最金贵的东西，不是百元钞票上那张圆脸，不是免费公开的避雷针，也不是去法国哭穷要钱的外交绝活，而是一本薄薄的富兰克林自传。他没教你怎么升官发财，怎么攀龙附凤，他留下来的是一套让穷小子也能翻身改命的人生底层代码。后来全球最顶尖的两个投资人巴菲特和芒格书桌上常年摆着同一本书，查理·芒格亲口说过这么一句话，我这辈子没什么了不起的原创，我就是在笨拙地模仿本杰明·富兰克林。而且读这本自传最爽的地方在于，老头全程不装，不跟你端着，不跟你演圣人，他明明白白写了自己功成名就之后还动过歪念头，想去勾搭朋友的老婆，年轻时候借了人钱耍赖不还，混江湖被人骗得人财两空，全写出来了，不藏着掖着，然后一笔一笔告诉你他是怎么从烂泥地里把自己给拽出来的。所以诸位，最后咱们再看一眼开头那张合影，马斯克那天为什么连身子都没欠一下，真不是他目中无人，也不是西方人不懂人情，是因为他信奉的那套富兰克林式的人生记账法里，每天的条目只有一栏，我今天给人类交了多少作业，我今天把科学往前推了几厘米，至于要不要给谁个面子，要不要起身寒暄应酬那一套，对不起，人家的账本上从来就没印过这一栏。所以咱们啊，也别再拿咱们那套老祖宗传下来的人情世故厚黑算盘去硬给人家的活法打分了。
You rushed forward.